Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Before we start, I'd like everybody to take a quick look around. Have a look around if you're in the car, in the console. Have a look if you're on the couch, what's around you. If you happen to be listening to this at the office, have a look around. My guess is everybody's got a piece of technology, and in particular a phone, pretty close to nearby. It might even be synced to your watch. It might even tell you no matter what time of day it is when someone is trying to have contact with you. Some people have some concerns about dependence upon technology, and also a social issue around the amount of technology we're using and the amount of time it's taking up in our lives. Well, there's a few criteria that might need to be met. There are areas to kind of consider. The first one is the amount of time, the percentage of your life that's spent interacting with, holding, dealing with screens and technology. The second one is how much of my focus or preoccupation is actually taken up by this device. And a good test for this is to check your responses next time you get a message or a notification and see that urge that comes up to race over to get it. Is that an indication that this has become too much of a focus or a preoccupation in life? Other issues might be issues around other types of communication, relationship issues because of the amount of time spent on phone, or even scheduling issues. Have I spent so much time on a device that I've let that homework slip, or I've let those chores that I'm supposed to probably be doing slip? And lastly, I mean, what is the cost, whether that be social, emotional, or financial? I guess the other thing that's also really important is we're also seeing issues related to identity and particularly things like body image and increased anxiety as a result of those highly edited Instagram posts and shots that we see. So if you ticked any of those boxes, and probably all of us do to some degree, I'm guessing, what can you do about that? The first thing I encourage people to consider is that the technology itself has its own inbuilt solutions. One of the things I did recently was check my screen time manager in my phone to actually give me reports on how much screen time I was having. When I did that and when I saw those numbers, I was actually really shocked. A lot of apps also have settings in which you can limit the amount of time or create blockout periods where you simply can't use the app. And that can also just give you the opportunity to change your relationship. Another thing that a lot of people and families use is to look at times and schedule their screen time so they can actually really enjoy it when it's actually a scheduled time to do so. So that might be particular times in the day. If some families have really great rules around no screens at the table or no screens in the bedroom parts of the house, and so they have a screen box that everybody puts their devices in at the end of the day or at the start of the day. Another thing to do would be to consider creating some distance. We are so prone to carrying these devices with us everywhere. Give yourself the opportunity to leave it. Go out into the backyard without it. Give yourself some space. Go to the shops like we used to without it. Put it on silent. Leave it in the bag for longer. You know, maybe schedule checking it a couple of times a day, but try and just put physical distance between you and it. This is something we need to consider to look at in our lives. So best to get ahead of the ball, particularly if you're a parent. So, go slow on fast communication this week with Mind Games.